Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
They got a sausage in one hand and a cigarette in the other, and they're just going to town.
Oh, boy.
That's a great drop.
That's bad.
That's a good one. That's
golly.
Danny had a pretty rough one the other day.
Yeah, some of them can be bad, man. Out of context. That, even in context, didn't sound great. That's what you get when you talk for a living. All right. Tonight is Luca's return to Dallas. This is going to be awkward for everybody. It's going to be 4:30 on ESPN. Lakers visit the Mavericks. And obviously, outside of Luka's return, pretty pivotal game, seeing as the Lakers lost last night to the Oklahoma City Thunder. And the race in the Western Conference is so tight, a razor-thin margin. Dallas still clinging on, and they're going to be locked into that 10 spot. But the drama behind it all, Luka's return and the reception that he's going to get is going to be really interesting, because Mavericks fans aren't upset that Luka left. It's that the team traded him away. They're not mad at Luka Doncic. This is such a weird situation for a fan base who loved their star player. He loved being in Dallas, and now everything changes because Nico Harrison was like, no, I'm done with it. We're going to go a different direction. I will be really interested to see how this plays out tonight and where the boos are directed.
I'm going to be glued right now because the Mavs just tweeted out they're selling these shirts, or they're giving away these shirts that essentially say, thank you, Luka. Thank you for your time, all in his native language, which I think is a really cool thing by the organization. But it also feels like, hey, I just got in trouble with my significant other because I cheated with Anthony Davis. So here's some flowers for you.
Yeah, and it's a cool gesture. I don't think this is going to go over well with the fan base.
No.
That they have on every single seat in the arena in Slovenian, thank you, thanks for everything. Is that what it says?
I believe something like that. So, along those lines.
That isn't going to go well. Their fans are still pissed, and they have every right to be upset about the way that it went down and the fact that they get Anthony Davis, and literally one game in, he gets hurt. But this is, and I wonder if when they introduce the starting lineups, he's going to get a roar. We know that.
Right.
But you always go visitors first and then the home team. Does this mean that we are going to see boos?
Do they
for the Mavericks? Is it going to be boos for Anthony Davis? Because they're going to roar for Luka.
100%.
Is that how they show their disdain? Because Nico Harrison will be in that building. He's going to be the hardest man to find in that building.
Yeah, he's going to be hidden. If he can be up in the owner's booth, that's where he's going to be. I don't think that they boo Anthony Davis, because it's not Anthony Davis's fault either.
Nope.
Like, when we've seen movement in the NBA, it's the Kevin Durant. Hey, I want out. It's Jimmy Butler. Hey, I want out. And it gets dragged out forever, and that's why you hate the player. This wasn't dragged out. This was Rob Pelinka and Nico Harrison meeting together and just being like, let's solve this trade. Let's move this piece. And so there's no reason for anyone to be mad at Luka. I wonder, and if I was any of the other teams in the West, this is where I'd be fearful.
Yeah.
Since Luka's return, he's been good. He hasn't been Luka good, right? He's had 30-point games. He's had triple-doubles. But then he's also had games where he can't hit a shot. He's had games mm-hmm. where he has lots of turnovers. And he just had a game where he's chirping at a fan, and he got kicked out on what a lot of people think is a bogus call by the ref.
I thought it was last night,
too. I thought it was bogus.
Oklahoma City. But here's the thing with Luka. Luka is known for chirping at refs, right?
Yes.
And when you have that reputation, your reputation follows you. See yep. Ja Morant and everything that he's been going through.
Draymond, 100%.
But he has got to, when you drop an F-bomb towards a fan, you should probably make sure that the ref isn't right there because fair. you're gonna get teed up.
Fair. But is this what finally wakes Luka up to being back to Luka?
See, I will be fascinated to see how the emotions handle, how he handles the emotions mm-hmm. or do they handle him, right? Because he was phenomenal last night.
Yes.
He's been really good in this last stretch. His last three, he's gone for 35, 30, and 23. It's pretty damn good.
He's been more
consistent. And by the way, 23 after getting, he got run early in the fourth quarter.
Right.
That game was tied at 112, and they end up losing 136 to 120. Luka Doncic would have made an impact down the stretch of that game.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling. Science. But will the emotions of being back in Dallas grab him a little bit too much? Because it is going to be an emotional day for him, whether he wants to admit it or not.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot at play. And so how he handles that is going to be a big factor in how this game goes, but he's also got LeBron James to lean on, and that's always a good guy to have in your hip pocket.
Well, I also think that he's someone who's gone through it, and the difference for him is LeBron was hated. Like, they burned the Cavalier LeBron James jerseys, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, there wasn't as much backlash when he left Miami, but there were still people upset with him when he left Miami. So if someone's going to know how to handle the situation, it would be LeBron. But again, Luka's starting to get back to where he was. He still had his moment, like, against Golden State the other week. He completely disappeared in that game, mm-hmm. in a game that they really needed to have. Jimmy Butler stepped up, right? Steph Curry stepped up. But Luka didn't. Luka's starting to get back into where he was. And if Luka gets upset and Luka gets mad, there's only one other player in the NBA that's better than him, and that guy's in Denver right yep. now.
I will be on board for, and I do not like the Lakers. I will not root for the Lakers, but I'd be on board for a Luka Doncic 50-point game tonight. Shove it in Nico Harrison's face. Watch him get awesome. Cheered and watch Nico get booed off the floor.
Watch him have his first dunk in 3 years on AD.
I'd be here for it.
That would be awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664-SEASONS.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.